This is CPR News, and I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of the lung disease tuberculosis are increasing in Colorado, up 60% from last year. Two Coloradans have died of TB in 2023. Dr. Larissa Pisney is an associate professor at CU Anschutz.
And I think it just highlights that when people do develop active tuberculosis, how serious it can be.
Those at highest risk are people who have lived or have extended travel to countries that are at a higher risk for TB. Governor Polis wants more public transit across Colorado, and he says the state is willing to pay for it, but he also wants to see changes at the state's largest transit provider, RTD, in Denver.
I think it's no great secret that RTD does not have the confidence of the people of the district. It's not just by any means the current RTD to blame. Its promises made from fast tracks years ago, but it has not delivered.
Polis says RTD needs to offer 2 to 3 times as much bus and train service as it's running now. 3 Colorado women are competing in an international bowling championship for seniors this week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the event began yesterday in Columbia.
The Colorado players make up 3/4 of the U.S. women's bowling team. They include Dana Asick and Tish Johnson from Colorado Springs and Sharon Powers from Lakewood. They have big shoes to fill as USA players have won gold the past few years. To make the senior team, athletes have to be born before the year 1973 and win at least one local championship. The bowlers will compete in multiple rounds over the next week before team finals on December 14th. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.